The first reading this morning is taken from Exodus chapter 20. It's a reading of the Ten Commandments. Here are the commandments which God gave Israel through Moses. You shall have no other gods beside me. You shall not make yourself idols, nor bow down to them, nor serve them. You shall not swear falsely by my name. Remember the day of rest and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet anything that is your neighbor's. Herein is wisdom. The final reading is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 4 through 14. If anyone thinks they have a right to put their trust in external evidence, in a bodily sign, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet those things I used to consider gain, these I have come to regard as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, so that Christ may be my wealth. Indeed, that I may be found in Christ, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ. I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, perhaps even to arrive at the resurrection of the dead. Not that I have reached it yet, or have already finished my course, but I press on in order to grab hold of the prize if possible, since Christ Jesus has grabbed hold of me. Beloved, I don't think of myself as having reached the finish line, but this one thing I do. I give no thought to what lies behind, but I push on to what lies ahead. My entire attention is on the finish line as I run toward the prize, the high calling of Christ, of God, as Christ Jesus has shown us. Herein is guidance.